Hey guys, welcome to our first actual episode of Icebreaker. Today we're going to focus on a few basic topics at first, simple things to really set, you know, a basic and overall understanding of how climate change affects us. So, the first topic is going to focus on what climate change is and the difference between climate change and global warming. So, obviously, climate change entails many various factors of our drastically changing environment that are often overlooked. And a lot of people view climate change as global warming, which is honestly kind of a pet peeve, mainly because global warming and climate change aren't interchangeable terms. So, climate change, according to NASA's resources on global warming versus climate change, is a long-term change in the average weather patterns that have come to define our planet's local, regional, national, and global climates. Changes observed in the Earth's climate since the early 20th century are primarily driven by human activities, particularly fossil fuel burning, which, you know, you're going to hear a lot about, and I'm sure you already have. So, fossil fuel burning, what it does is that it increases heat-trapping greenhouse gas levels in Earth's atmosphere, which raises Earth's average surface temperature. And these human-produced temperature increases are commonly referred to as global warming. So, global warming is the long-term heating of our planet's climate system, observed since the pre-industrial period due to human activities, and is most commonly referred to as the average increase in Earth's global surface temperature. For reference, the industrial period, I believe, if I'm recalling this correctly, is from around 1760 to 1840, 1830. So anyways, long story short, climate change is what it sounds like, being the long-term change that encompasses the changes in the measures of climate for a long period of time. Whereas global warming is like a symptom of the fever that is climate change, and as stated previously, refers to the Earth's rising temperature. And I just wanted to address this really quickly, is because these terms are often interchangeably used, climate change is often dismissed as the Earth's temperature simply rising, without really factoring in any other side effects of climate change. Now, don't get me wrong, global warming is a huge factor of climate change and a pressing problem, but it's not the only factor. Fun fact, temperature change itself isn't the most severe effect of the changing climate. Changes to precipitation patterns and sea level are likely to have a much greater human impact than the higher temperatures alone. But more on interesting stuff like precipitation in another episode. So now we've established a basic understanding of what climate change is. So let's talk about its effect on the world and how it can affect us and our environment. So, again, a very obvious statement, climate change is bad. But who cares? It's a lot of us aren't being affected directly, and nothing terrible is going to happen to us in this, you know, decade at least, right? Or at least in the next 3 years or so. Because for a lot of people, climate change is a problem that can be handed off to the future. And unfortunately, I hate to break the news, but climate change is not like your math homework, which you can procrastinate by watching Grey's Anatomy and scrolling through TikTok. I'm not speaking from personal experience. Anyways, direct impacts that we have already seen from climate change include the infamous Californian and Australian wildfires and bushfires that happened pretty recently in the 2019 to 2020 season. And I'm sure you all remember the pictures of koalas asking for water from bikers and, you know, the orange skies and thick blankets of smoke over major cities in Australia like Sydney and Melbourne. And, you know, Mother Nature really said, do something about climate change now. Yet, like a lot of other major news headlines and our performative action, colorful Instagram story posts, The news about the fires died out after a few months, resulting in indifference from some of those that weren't super affected by it. You know, there have been fatalities where firefighters have risked their lives. And according to CNN, during the Australia wildfires, about 500 million animals were affected, and the number of total animals affected could be as high as 1 billion nationwide. Almost a third of koalas in New South Wales may have been killed in the fires, and a third of their habitat has been destroyed. More so, especially animals that live in, you know, a smaller and denser populations, like certain species of frogs and birds, could be wiped out entirely if their habitats were hit by the fires. And you know, maybe if the wildfires weren't enough to convince you, maybe some fun statistics will. And don't worry, it's nothing mean. I'm sorry, I just had to make that. Anyways, the planet's average surface temperature has risen about 2.12 degrees Fahrenheit. So 1.18 degrees Celsius for everyone else that isn't American. And the ice sheets have shrunk a ton, literally, considering that Greenland lost an average of 279 billion tons of ice per year between 1993 and 2019, not to mention that Antarctica loses about 148 billion tons of ice per year. That's right, both cases, it's a billion with a B. And you know, I think these statistics and this news about how the species and various habitats are affected by climate change puts into a perspective of why it is important to take action now. Why climate change and action from the government, from local people, from various corporations, it needs to happen immediately, because we are seeing immediate effects. And you know, that's basically the end of this episode. I just wanted to put into perspective why global warming and climate change matters, and why we should pay attention to it. And you know, I'll definitely talk more at length in future episodes about wildfires and their effects on nearby communities and ecosystems. But you know, this is all for my short rant about the oh-so-wonderful terminology that is global warming versus climate change, which, you know, I hope you found interesting, and at the very least, maybe you learned something. This was a pretty short episode. I wanted to keep it short for a first episode. My next episodes might be longer, considering the topics will have a lot heavier meaning. Like, you know, we're not going to be focusing on vocabulary, and we really need to get down to the good old nitty-gritty of it. Don't worry, I know you all are wondering when the next fascinating episode of precipitation patterns is going to happen, so I promise I'll save another episode for all of that interesting stuff. Keep in mind what I said today, and thank you for joining me for a first episode about climate change. That's a wrap.